World Expeditions is a 45-year-old Australian adventure travel company that is finding new ways to re-energise a good old-fashioned walk in the country. They already run an annual 150-day trek in Nepal, but take their latest offering, for example, a 3,000-kilometre Transcaucasian trail across the Southern Caucasus. Graham spoke to the CEO, Subhad Dhari, who explains.
Well, I'm speaking with Subhad Dhari, who's the CEO of World Expeditions. That's an Australian adventure travel company. Happens to be celebrating its 45th year this year. And Sue's arrived breathless, well, almost, back from a trip she's just taken, checking out some trekking locations. So, Sue, welcome back to Travel Writers Radio.
Thank you very much. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Now, you've just been away, I think, in Canada, having a look at a trek. But I want to talk to you about something even bigger. But tell me quickly about the Canada opportunity.
No, it was actually Peru. I did go on to Canada after Peru, but I was doing a scouting trek in Peru where we were looking at a new route
in
the Andes.
Okay.
Yes, very exciting.
Yeah, well, Peru is certainly one of those destinations that's growing in popularity, if only for its culinary excellence.
Culinary, yes, as well as trekking.
Yeah.
But, you know, the issue with the world globally and walking trails is really that there's this new heightened sense of people who want to or who understand that over-tourism is becoming problematic. And it's just more and more education about that is obviously driving that. And so what we're finding, the trend is, you know, because we've always catered for the trekking market, is that more and more people are looking to trails that are not with a lot of other trekkers on them,
right,
i.e. the non-touristed trails. So this is obviously why my work in Peru was so important, because, you know, there's some very, very well-used, well-trodden trails such as the Inca Trail, which is regulated, and that's a very good thing.
Mm.
But others in Peru, such as the Solkantay Trek, which has become, you know, moderately overpopulated these days, you know, it's always the plight of companies like us to offer something very authentic, and that's why we get out and we research new trails.
Right. Now, the one that I picked up from a release you sent out this week was the Transcaucasian Trail, which goes for 3,000 kilometres, connects 20 national parks, UNESCO sites and protected areas in Azerbaijan, Georgia and Armenia. Now, they're the Southern Caucasus. You're not proposing to send people off on 3,000 kilometre trek, are you? How are you going to do this?
No, we're not. But what we have been able to do is select some of the best sections of the 3,000-kilometre trails. So if you like, there's a series of network that conservationists and, you know, mappers and travellers, international trekking companies alike, have been basically building these trails since 2015. This network of trails, and it is the old adage, if you build, they will come.
Yes.
So, you know, 4 years later, it's just sort of coming into its own, whereby it's really caught on. A lot of the trails are starting to link up and just beautiful in terms of what it can offer in terms of diversity, scenic splendours and culture.
When you say build a trail, you're not literally out there with a pick and shovel. I guess you are choosing routes and marking them, are you? Is that what happens along the trail?
No, this is a purpose-built walking trail. So basically, the whole idea of walking trails is to allow people to immerse in nature in certain parts of the world. And by building a trail, it means that the conservation of the area around, by just having one trail, then people obviously just use that one trail, and then the conservation of the surrounding region contains itself very nicely.
So do you still need to take your little pup tent, or is there accommodation along the way?
No, we have a variety of either porters or horses or mules that carry the loads. And so basically, you know, also a crew of people. So this is the great thing about trekking, is that it is a micro area of tourism, but it is growing. And these days, you know, it's probably about 10%, it's contributing about 10% of the overall international tourism spend is the people who are going out doing active holidays. And, you know, this is to do with the fact that people like to be active on holidays, that we're living much older, that we are much more fitness focused and health focused. And that just plays straight into what people do out on their holidays, is an extension of their lifestyle. So walking trails and holidays that have that focus have become increasingly popular.
So just harking back to the Transcaucasian Trail for a second, if you were to set out on that, you would walk a section, and then what would you be picked up and taken to the next area, would you?
Yeah, that's right. So you'll have a fixed start and end point, and that would have been, you know, we all have researched that that's a commercial proposition that you can do, say, in 8 to 12 days of trekking a section of the trail, either that's in Georgia or in Azerbaijan. And, you know, in the long term, we'd hope to do longer walking trails. Like, for example, World Expeditions have a 152-day continuous trek that we do across the high passes of Nepal. So that is, by definition, probably one of the longest distance trail walks that it offered in the world commercially. Wow. That we run once each year.
Okay. And if you were to try and do the whole 3,000 kilometres, with pickups and all the rest of it, would that take a year? It sounds to me like it could.
Yeah? Yeah, because of the mountainous terrain. Yes, absolutely.
And are people lining up to do this, Sue?
This year has just, you know, obviously there's been quite a lot of press about it because people have been over covering it and really, really enjoying what they're seeing and experiencing. So, yeah, there's been quite a bit of press. The Forbes covered it recently as one of the you know, the emerging trail destinations in 2020, and I think they're absolutely right. You know, and as I said, it's just that they've built that purpose trail. It's fantastic because it will bring more travellers to those countries which currently receive very, very little tourism in the scheme of things.
Right. And are there
and
any risks?
That only helps the economy.
Are there any risks in those countries? I know Georgia had a little bit of a blue with Mr. Putin, but are the others perfectly safe to walk in?
Both are perfectly safe. They're, you know, like there's a perception that they're more Middle Eastern focused, but in fact they're quite European, albeit that really nice untouched European environment where, you know, there's a really, really authentic element to it. And as I mentioned, like the Caucasus Mountains, they're a very pretty set of mountains. They're very green and lush with meadows of flowers and little stone villages strewn throughout them, so it's got all of the ingredients for a fantastic trekking in destination.
Well, it sounds fantastic, Sue. If people would like more information on that or on other treks or adventure travel holidays that you offer, what's the best way to get in touch?
The best way to get in touch is to jump onto our website, which is worldexpeditions.com, or they can contact us by phone, and we have a 1300 number, which is 1-300-720-000.
Sue, thanks again for your time, and we'll look forward to hearing the hundreds of people of Transcaucasianing.
Absolute pleasure, and well done with the show.
Thank you.
All the best.
And that was Graeme Kemlow speaking with World Expedition CEO Sue Badiari.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.